Russia's president says he will continue fighting what he insists is another front in the war on terrorism. Vladimir Putin says Russian forces will finish the job, meaning Russians will keep fighting an insurgency in Chechnya that they haven't been able to crush in 9 years. Just this past week, suicide attackers struck twice in Chechnya. 70 people are dead, and Putin compared the bombings to the attacks in Saudi Arabia. Putin said the signature in both places is absolutely identical. He says Russia is fighting the same war against terrorism as the United States against some of the same enemies. Fiona Hill thinks that may be right. She's an expert on the Caucasus with the Brookings Institution in Washington, and she joins us now. Welcome.
Thanks, Steve.
So what evidence exactly is there, according to intelligence officials anyway, that Al-Qaeda is actually operating in some fashion in Chechnya?
Well, people have been recently putting together quite a bit of evidence that certainly on an individual level, Al-Qaeda operatives are inside Chechnya. There's been a steady infiltration of people with links to Al-Qaeda over the last couple of years since the outbreak of the second war in Chechnya. In fact, we also had evidence over the last several months that one of bin Laden's major lieutenants, Zawahiri, tried to gain access to Chechnya several years ago. He actually spent some time in a jail in Dagestan, that's the republic next door to Chechnya, and never in fact got there and was then expelled later from the country.
This is the man who is described sometimes as the number two man in Al-Qaeda, the second in command to Osama bin Laden himself.
That's correct.
But did this begin as the same struggle as Al-Qaeda, or was it something entirely different?
No, it was something entirely different. What we really had at the very beginning was a political conflict. The Chechens have a long history of struggle with Russia and then the Soviet Union. They were really brutally treated under Stalin, deported en masse from the North Caucasus to Central Asia and only allowed to return after Stalin's death in the 1950s. So there's a long history there of conflict between the center and Chechnya. The whole conflict took on a totally different form after Russia first invaded in 1994. You've had a civil war between different Chechen factions, which we're still seeing going on now, because those suicide attacks in the last week have been directed against pro-Moscow Chechens. And that's been also a feature of this conflict, Chechen against Chechen.
I want to bring in a voice from Moscow here, if I can. Sergei Arotyunov is the chairman of the Caucasus Department in Russia's Academy of Sciences, and he joins us on the line. Mr. Arotyunov, welcome.
Hello.
Fiona Hill is laying out the idea that maybe this did not start as an Islamic fundamentalist type of terrorist movement, but that Russia, by being so violent, has essentially forced it to be one. Is that right?
I think that the principal organizers or the main forces which are responsible for the terrorists in the world, in Chechnya, in Saudi Arabia, in the United States, are more or less the same. It is not necessarily Al-Qaeda, but it may be some other similar organization. But the people who do the actual terrorist work are different. In Chechnya, it's not dynamite which is exploding. It is the hatred and the striving for revenge.
Well, now, Fiona Hill here in Washington, how did Al-Qaeda get connected to that battle, which sounds really regional, really local, and really specific to Russia?
Well, I think this was a fertile ground for exploitation. First of all, you've got a very large number of young people whose families have been brutalized, who have knowing nothing but war for the best part of a decade, and the traditional linkages of the society have broken down. You've destroyed the intelligentsia, you've destroyed the elders. So if somebody comes in from the outside with a charismatic personality, with a coherent philosophy, and even more importantly with money, this is just the perfect opportunity to build up the kind of terrorist cells that we've seen elsewhere.
Well, now, Vladimir Putin, the president of Russia, has been saying for years to the United States, look, we're in the same battle. We're fighting the same enemy. You might not like this ugly war that we've been waging in Chechnya. You might not like how we've been doing it, but you're stuck with us as an ally. We're fighting the same enemy, and you should be helping us. No matter how exactly we got here, is Putin now right about that?
Basically, more or less, yes. We are fighting the same war in principle, in a very general principle. But the soldiers of this war, the enemies whom we face are different and must be dealt with differently.
Well, I don't know how you separate those two out. I mean, if you compare Afghanistan, I mean, if the U.S. was going to go after al-Qaeda, they had to take down the Taliban. I would think if you're going to go after al-Qaeda in Chechnya, you're going to have to join the Russians in this brutal war against Chechen rebels.
Yeah, but some of the Chechen rebels are not fighting for Islamic Jihad. I mean, they're not fighting for al-Qaeda. They're fighting because their mother got raped, or they're fighting because their sister was disemboweled. I mean, I'm sorry, this has been happening to people's families. And because their house was robbed or burnt down by Russian soldiers on a drinking binge or basically stoned. I mean, the Russian soldiers have been behaving abominably in Chechnya and creating more recruits for these kinds of operations.
Fiona Hill studies the Caucasus at the Brookings Institution in Washington. Fiona, thanks very much for coming by.
Thanks, Steve.
And Sergei Arutyunov is the chairman of the Caucasus Department at Russia's Academy of Sciences. Thank you very much to you as well.
You're welcome.